This is Wave 105. Welcome along to the evening show. Somebody who is going to be huge this year. That's our prediction. Flory, welcome to Wave 105.
Thank you for having me.
It's one of those things, isn't it, where it's fair to say that you're kind of at an early stage in your career of being massive, although you've been doing this for years, haven't you, really?
Yeah, I mean, I've been putting music out for the last 5 years, and I signed to Sony last year, but before that, I was an independent artist and, you know, I was out on the road playing lots of shows and writing and experimenting with my sound. But yeah, this is my first kind of big release with Sony, so it's very exciting.
Yeah, I love the way you've come in here. You're all fresh-faced and excited. You're not it's not like you've been doing it years. I'm sure that will come eventually, but it's always nice to sort of grab somebody at this stage in their career. Where are you from originally, Flory?
I am originally from Bristol.
So Bristol girl.
Yes, yeah. And I live in Brighton now. But my mum actually lives in Weymouth, so she's a big fan of Wave.
She'd be listening, absolutely.
Yes.
And is it true that you did your first performance dressed as a fish at 7, or is that an urban legend?
I did. I've got the photos to prove it. I was at a little school concert, and I remember my class was singing a song about the sea, and I just got my drum kit. I was... Yeah, 7, and I just begged to play drums instead of do the singing, and they said, all right then, but you still have to dress as a fish. And I remember I couldn't actually reach both pedals because I had this huge tail and I could barely walk as well, but it was good fun. I'll send you the photo.
It's an interesting thing as well that somebody as diminutive as you is a drummer, because we normally think of drummers with big hairy blokes, don't we, with great big muscles, and you don't look like a drummer at all. But that was where it all started for you, really, wasn't it?
It was. I've got some pretty big arm muscles, as you can see.
I can see. I mean, it's quite an unusual choice, you know, and not many kids say, I'd like a drum kit for a gift. Maybe that's parents that say, no, you can't have one of those. But maybe it was your parents who said, well, do you know what? How bad can it be? How loud can it be?
Well, I think they probably wished I'd picked something a little bit quieter. But yeah, I was on holiday with my family, and we went to this little kind of cafe every day, and there was a drummer there, and I just from that moment on became obsessed. And I remember he used to hand me the stick every time we went in every day and let me play along on the hi-hat. And I think just from that moment, I always wanted to do it.
Because you have actually played drums on some big A-listers songs, haven't you? Like Kylie and Girls Aloud and Pet Shop Boys.
Yes.
It's quite a masculine, like I'm still getting, it's like a very masculine thing to, you know, sort of an area to be going into. How do people, you know, do they expect to have a girl drummer or?
I think, you know, when I tell people I'm a drummer, people who I've never met, they go, really? You don't look like a drummer. And it is
just like I did, yeah.
Exactly. That thing of you think of like a big, muscly, hairy guy. But there are loads of great girl drummers out there. And I mean, it is a very physical thing. You have to be fit, especially playing shows or two-hour long sets. But I was really lucky. And, you know, when I moved up to London when I was 17, I became a session drummer and got to play on all those records and have that experience. And I still, even now when I play a live show, I have a stand-up drum kit, and it's still a huge part of me and what I do.
Because I was going to think, the only person that I can think of that's a lead singer and a drummer is Phil Collins. And it's the only one that I can think of, to be honest.
Yeah, I think, you know, singing and drumming it can be quite difficult because obviously you're doing so many things at once. But, you know, Phil Collins is amazing. Karen Carpenter was also amazing. She played full kit sometimes. And I'm sure there are lots of other examples, actually, of drummers. Lots of drummers do BVs, so I suppose that's kind of the same thing. But I know what you mean, having front person drumming and singing.
Quite unusual,
is quite unusual,
but
yeah.
You've not brought your drum kit today. You've brought a guitar
and
your voice.
Yes,
and
yes.
I know we're going to play the official single, which is Too Young to Remember. We're going to play that a little bit later. But you started off as well as most people do, by just doing covers of people, didn't you? So you're going to do a cover for us.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to play a cover of an artist who I really love called George Ezra. And it's his track Budapest.
It's Flory with us tonight on the evening show on Wave 105 in a special live acoustic session.
My house.
house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of land I have achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you hold me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. No, to you, ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you hold me, then all of this will go away. My friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. I'd leave it all.
Tonight here on Wave 105 on the evening show. And any reason why you chose that song to cover? Just you like?
Yeah, I just love the song, really. And I think George Ezra is amazing, and he is a brilliant guitarist as well. And I'm trying to work out a few of his songs at the minute. Just, it's so intricate, the rhythms and the plucking and everything. So yeah, really love that song.
And when it comes to doing your own stuff, of course, this is, you know, as we say, this is the first time you've had like a big record company behind you.
Mm.
And, you know, with writing your own stuff and doing that kind of thing, does that, how is that different to when you're doing maybe almost the easy bit of covering other people's songs?
I think, you know, I've been writing for the last 4 or 5 years, and, you know, I've released 4 EPs as an independent artist. And, you know, you have, I guess, on the one hand, a little bit more freedom in the sense that, you know, if I was writing something, I could put it out the next week online and see what people thought of it and, you know, get lots of feedback. Whereas obviously when you're signed to a major, things work a bit differently and there's a big team behind you. But it's been great to have all their expertise and, you know, advice and their help, really. So yeah, it's going to be exciting to see how it does.
But you talked about as well about, you know, how you were able to instantly sort of put stuff out before. A lot of your music, as is a lot of people's now, was just there for the taking for free, which has always struck me as an odd business model for people trying to make a living out of music. But you know, are you still going to maintain the contact with the fans, with the Instagram and the Twitter and the Facebook and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's been a huge part of, you know, growing as an artist has been being able to talk to fans and seeing what they think of things. And that was one of the reasons why I gave my first EP away for free was because I really wanted to see what people thought of it. And yeah, just to get other people's ideas. So it is a big part of what I do, and I definitely plan on continuing to do it.
Are you doing any more TV stuff? Because you were snapped up by was it Nina Ritchie for the fragrance for that? It was back in 2010, I think, wasn't it?
Gosh, yeah, I think 2011. It could have been 2010. I have an awful memory for things like that.
Was it a Blondie song you did? Was it a Blondie cover you did?
Yeah, covered a Blondie song, and. Yeah, it was a really amazing opportunity because really that's what kept me independent or able to be independent and get in the studio and write. You know, it sort of funded, I guess, 3 years of me putting out my own music, which I went from being a drummer to being a front person. And I am very lucky and grateful to have had the time to get out on the road and play lots of shows and experiment with my sound and, yeah, just decide who I want to be as an artist and the music I want to make. And I've definitely had time to do it.
And with the thought of getting out on the road, are we going to see you out and about this year?
Yes, I'm hoping to do a UK tour and then some dates in Europe as well. And hopefully a few festivals, just looking at those now.
Are you a festival girl? Are you the Wellies type or...?
I do love a festival. And I actually love the whole festival experience, you know, the camping, getting really grubby, not having a shower for 3 days. I'm sure the novelty wears off after, you know, if I was playing 20 festivals this year, I might.
Well, now I was going to say, now you're in Brighton, you're only a stone's throw from the Isle of Wight Festival this year.
Yes, so that's, I've never been to the Isle of Wight, so definitely would love to go there.
Could be one for later this year. We will play the brand new single now. This is coming out on the 8th of March. It's called Too Young to Remember. Florrie, always nice to catch somebody at this stage of their career. Thanks for coming in and having a chat with us today.
Thank you so much for having me and for supporting the record as well.